Welcome to 5 Minutes with Badajoz English. Intermediate plus listening practice to help improve your English.
Hi Chris.
Hi Andrew.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good, good.
Got a bit of a cold though, so I may sound a bit nasal.
Never mind. We're talking about hobbies today.
Yes.
How do you spend your free time, Chris?
Well, at the moment, I kind of have two hobbies. One is, well, I guess three. Mm-hmm. One is playing the ukulele.
Ukulele.
It's a nice small instrument, so it's much easier to cart around than a guitar.
Yes.
Another one is doing some website design.
So okay.
I'm working on we've even been doing a little bit of a look at the Badajoz English website.
Yes.
So that may change.
Okay.
And the final one's a bit of writing as well.
Writing.
I enjoy just journaling and writing that. Okay. Things.
What about when you were younger? What did you used to do?
Well, when I was younger, I used to play guitar and also play a lot of video games.
Okay. On which console?
I was Nintendo 64.
Yes.
And then I had a PlayStation 2 with my brothers.
Okay.
And at university, my housemates and I chipped in for an Xbox 360. So I've hit three generations. What about you, Brims? Did you used to have any hobbies when you were young?
Yes, I played football when I was younger and basketball as well, but then I stopped growing and everybody continued, so I kept going with the football. I liked to play chess when I was younger, and I played video games as well.
Which consoles?
Super Nintendo, a SNES. And then when I was a little bit older, we used to play on the PlayStation 2, or the Xbox with the football games, but that was more social.
Yeah, and do you have any hobbies at the moment?
I don't have time. Now I run, but I almost think that's more a necessity than a hobby. And I like to read. I like to read in my spare time.
So, what would you say are some typical hobbies?
Yeah, I think typical hobbies in the UK, it's either sports. People go to the gym, or they play in a team, or I suppose things like fishing would be more sporty or artistic.
Yeah.
So people make music, or they paint, or they dance.
Yeah.
And have I missed anything?
Well, there are some unusual ones as well,
yeah,
aren't there? Things like my brothers.
Yes.
Both do homebrewing.
Homebrewing. What's homebrewing, Chris?
It's where you make your own. In their case, you make your own beer.
Okay.
So they're both making their own beer, and they're going to have a competition between them to see who's made the best. And I can't think of some, but there are some really strange hobbies.
Yes, I mean, my wife's grandmother likes to knit.
Uh-huh.
So she knits a lot of jumpers. More modern, my brothers-in-law, they like to make music, so they'll do mixing on the computer, they do a little bit of DJing, but it's their hobby. And then I think a classic British hobby for men is to have a train set in the shed.
Oh yeah, or Scalextric. That's another classic one.
Yes. Are there any hobbies you would like to pick up, Chris, that you would like to start?
I don't know. I quite enjoy playing music.
Yes.
I like that. I think maybe doing some chess again.
Chess,
Good. I do like chess. And
I've heard they have a open air competition in one of the parks in Badajoz for chess.
Well, I saw in Ukraine some guys who would play open air chess, and these were old men.
Yes.
And they would sit there, middle of winter, big fur coat on.
Yes.
When it was -20 or something. With a half litre bottle of vodka in between them, because a half litre bottle of vodka is the perfect amount for two people playing a nice game of chess.
Wow. Apparently in the Ukraine. Wow. I'm not sure my chest would be very good after half a litre of vodka.
What about you, Brooms?
Oh, we're out of time. I would like to play a little bit more chess, maybe. I'm looking forward to my daughter being a bit older to start playing video games again, but keep it social. That's all we've got time for. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you for listening to 5 minutes with Badajoz English, intermediate plus listening practice. Go to our website www.badajozenglish.com for more activities, exercises, and things to help improve your English.